97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A flood advisory was issued by the National Weather Service in Green Bay for Portage and Wood counties until the early hours of Wednesday. With heavy rain and thunderstorms, minor flooding is ongoing or expected throughout central Wisconsin. Portage County Sheriff Mike Lucas warns area rivers will continue to run high due to recent rainfall and continued warm temperatures causing snowmelt throughout the Wisconsin River watershed. Use precaution when encountering roadways covered in water. Most flood-related deaths occur in vehicles. Numerous roads are closed because of the flooding. Be careful walking near riverbanks, and boating on the Wisconsin River in these conditions is extremely dangerous and is strongly discouraged. Over 100 construction and industrial trade apprentices at Mid-State Technical College received Tools of the Trade scholarships from Ascendium. 109 students received $2,000 to use toward tools, clothing, equipment, tuition, and other needs. The Tools of the Trade Scholarship Program helps reduce financial barriers so apprentices can stay focused on completing their programs and advancing their careers. The Olio Arts and Music Center has a call out for artists. The exhibition is titled Hidden in Plain Sight. Artists are invited to submit work centered on subtlety, surprise, and discovery. Work will be accepted at 2651 8th Street South next to Goodwill from May 26th through the 28th. The exhibit runs June 4th through July 30th. There's a Red Cross blood drive at McMillan Library tomorrow. You can save up to 3 lives by donating between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the all-purpose room on Thursday. Register by calling 1-800-733-2767 or by visiting redcrossblood.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. New federal changes to food assistance are leading to fewer people getting help in Wisconsin. New data shows more than 15,000 Wisconsinites have dropped off food share since last summer, part of a nationwide decline tied to budget cuts and stricter work rules. Federal officials say SNAP enrollment is down about 6% across the country, or roughly 2.5 million people. Wisconsin is avoiding major penalties tied to the changes because its error rate is among the lowest in the nation. On Earth Day, Wisconsin officials say the Trillion Trees Pledge is now more than halfway to its goal. Governor Tony Evers and the DNR report nearly 12 million trees were planted in 2025. Bringing the total to over 54 million since 2021. The state is aiming to plant 100 million trees by 2030, while also conserving forest land. Officials say partnerships across Wisconsin are helping lead the effort. New programs will also give away free trees to kids and families. The investigation into a failed recall effort targeting Speaker Robin Voss is not finished yet, according to the Racine County's district attorney. Tricia Hansen says, in the letter to the Elections Commission, she wants a deeper criminal review after the commission recommended charges against 13 people. Those allegations include false addresses and signatures from people who may not have signed the petitions. Hansen says the commission's work was detailed, but not as in-depth as criminal cases require. And this week, drivers across Wisconsin are urged to take it slow as construction season gets underway. As part of Work Zone Awareness Week, drivers are encouraged to avoid distractions, obey speed limits, and watch for changing conditions and cars and trucks parked along the road. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The crew goes crazy in Tigertown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Tigers go at it again at Comerica Park. Last night, the crew won 12-4 thanks to a crazy eighth inning that started with back-to-back triples from Gary Sanchez and Garrett Mitchell. Then, Luis Renjifo finally getting a break at the plate. Jeff Levering had the call.
Renjifo, shallow right, Vierling, can't get there. It falls. Mitchell scores, and for all the runs, Rockets. Luis Renjifo gets one to fall finally.
The Brewers with 7 runs and 11 at-bats in the inning. Garrett Mitchell on his RBI, then scoring.
Trying to take it about less about me and more just trying to get a job done there, put the ball in play. Just had to lock in there.
Men's college basketball. Badgers forward Nolan Winter will return to Wisconsin for his senior year, but guard John Blackwell is headed to North Carolina to join the Blue Devils at Duke University. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today. Lots of sunshine. We're talking mid to upper 70s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to around 56 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, becoming a little breezy late afternoon into the evening with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.